7:05, we have clear skies and 67 degrees in the Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny, hot, and humid today, a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping the news, a head-on accident Tuesday afternoon east of Shenandoah has claimed the life of the Shenandoah High School volleyball coach. The Iowa State Patrol reports 45-year-old Chad Van Houten of Shenandoah died at the scene of the crash at around 2:30 p.m. about 4 miles west of East Avenue on 190th Street. The driver of the other vehicle, 64-year-old Larry Weiss of Clarendo, was transported to the Shenandoah Hospital by ambulance. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. Officials say Van Houten was westbound on 190th in a 2003 Dodge Intrepid, while Weiss was eastbound in a 2006 GMC pickup. Their vehicles met at the crest of a hill and collided in an offset yet head-on manner. The accident remains under investigation. Van Houten coached volleyball at Shenandoah for more than 5 years. He also worked as a guard for the Iowa Department of Corrections in Clarinda and co-owned a drugstore in Clarinda, along with his wife, Annie. Tuesday's school board meeting in Shenandoah was postponed, and grief counselors were called in to help students, staff, and the community deal with the loss. News time is 7:07.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lindemann Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lindemann Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
If you're thinking this is the year to upgrade your combine, but you're not thinking new, then stop thinking and act, because you won't find a better selection of late model New Holland combines than right now at Lindemann Tractor. This is Jay. Currently on our lot, you'll find over 20 used combines, of which over a dozen are recent CR trades. And when you act now, you won't find a better deal than here at Lindemann's. We've taken the steps to get you 0% financing for up to 60 months on any of these used models. So like I said, stop thinking, call us. Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a Page County Sheriff's vehicle was involved in an accident Tuesday morning. According to the report, 43-year-old Sheriff Lyle Palmer of Shenandoah was traveling west on Lincoln Avenue at around 11:05 a.m. when the 2009 Chevy Silverado Sheriff's pickup he was driving and a 2010 Mazda, driven by 62-year-old Rebecca Weiss of Clarinda, collided in the middle of the uncontrolled intersection in the westbound lane. The accident happened as Weiss was traveling north on 15th Street and approaching the intersection with Lincoln Street. Weiss was issued a citation for failure to yield. Damage from the crash amounted to $10,000. There were no injuries reported. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports that as of today, they're continuing to receive reports of confirmed cases of cyclospora infection, but the numbers are decreasing. In addition, the onset dates of the illness suggest the ill people had eaten contaminated food in mid-June. Officials say the fact the number of illnesses is declining is a very good indication the food, which was the source of the outbreak, has already been consumed or discarded, since fresh vegetables have a limited shelf life. They say at no time was an Iowa-grown fruit or vegetable suspected to be the cause of the outbreak. The number of confirmed foodborne intestinal illnesses related to cyclosporiasis in Iowa is 81, and 25 counties are affected. The Iowa Department of Public Health says at least 5 people have been hospitalized. Linn County in eastern Iowa continues to lead the state with 31 cases. Polk County and Pottawatomie County each have 5. 2 cases have been reported in Mills County, and 1 each in Montgomery, Woodbury, and Monona counties here in western Iowa. Nebraska has reported 53 cases, most of them in the eastern part of the state. 3 people were hospitalized there, but they were released. Public health officials from both states say the illness, which causes prolonged diarrhea, is rare. It comes from eating food or drinking water contaminated with feces containing the cyclospora parasite. In area school board news, from Monday evening's meetings, the CAM board approved an increase in the price that students will pay for their school lunch. Superintendent Steve Pelzer said the costs will go up a dime for the coming school year.
Pre-K 5 will be $2.45, $2.50 for 6th through 8th graders, and $2.60 for 9 through 12.
The CAM board also approved a 3% increase in salary and benefits for Pelzer. Tammy Jacobson, Secretary and Treasurer for the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School Board, says they approved contracts Monday evening with Tony Santisteban and Kelly Jewell. Santisteban will be the junior high boys basketball coach and assistant high school boys basketball coach, while Jewell will be the assistant girls high school basketball coach. The Griswold School Board had a case of what might be described as sticker shock during their meeting Monday evening with regard to the high school locker rooms and bathroom renovation projects. Superintendent Dana Kunze says they're going to have to make some changes in their plans because of the huge costs involved.
Estes Construction Company came back with some harder numbers on those projects than we had, and right now we're struggling to get our head around how we can do those projects. They came back at an estimate of $1.7 million to do those projects, and we don't have the money to do that in that fashion.
Kunze says they've got to take a look at scaling back the projects and making them more affordable for the district and prioritizing again. The restrooms have to be designed to make them ADA compliant for both students and patrons. And as for the school's boiler system, that's another area where the costs are inflated due to the work that's necessary to incorporate a new system into the building's structure.
We're going to try to switch the building from partial steam heat and hot water heat to all hot water heat. And, of course, the boilers would be scrapped. And, unfortunately, it also means that a great amount of the plumbing that runs through our ceiling for that steam heat would be replaced because there are steam traps in those lines and things like that that make that function that would no longer be necessary for hot water heat. And when you start putting things through the ceiling, that means you start tearing out the ceilings as well. So all the drop ceilings in the hallways, and those are residual effects of that sort of project, and it just starts piling up pretty fast.
Dana says the bottom line is that the designers and engineers associated with the projects will be asked to come up with ways to shave some of the dollars off the cost of those projects or provide a better plan to serve the needs of the districts and its facilities. And he says they've been willing to accommodate the district the same way with other projects and save a good chunk of money in the process. News time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lindeman Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
If you're thinking this is the year to upgrade your combine, but you're not thinking new, then stop thinking and act, because you won't find a better selection of late model New Holland combines than right now at Lindeman Tractor. This is Jay. Currently on our lot, you'll find over 20 used combines, of which over a dozen are recent CR trades. And when you act now, you won't find a better deal than here at Lindeman's. We've taken the steps to get you 0% financing for up to 60 months on any of these used models. So like I said, stop thinking, call us. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Vernon Schnack, age 73 of Walnut and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Vernon Schnack will be today at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. James Jim Levi Jacobson, age 72 of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jim Jacobson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Laura Pardee, age 102 of Audubon, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Laura Pardee will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Maxine Butler, age 92 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A lunch in honor of Maxine Butler will be held Thursday at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Community Room in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.